I'm going to tell the story the way I heard it. I try to tell the stories the way they were told to me. There was a young man that lived somewhere in the north, and he was raised by his grandfather. It was the habit of the grandson to wake up his grandson by hitting him. Finally, the grandson was so conditioned to that he started waking up before his grandfather would hit him. He would jump out of bed, and his grandfather's hand would land on the bench. In that village, that they had some kind of an enemy who was a killer. He killed people that went out to hunt in the sea. This man was from King Island. Finally, the grandson, the young man, grew up. He became a young man who could go out and hunt. The grandfather told him, "When you go down in the sea to hunt, if you see four men cutting up a seal, don't go to them. Go away from them as fast as you can. If you see one person, don't go to him either." Finally, the grandson went out to hunt towards the sea. It was the first time he went hunting towards the sea. At that time, people used to go on foot when they go hunting. While he was walking around the shore, he saw four people cutting something up. He saw them bending towards the seal and standing up. Upon closer observation, he saw that they had wolf ruffs on them. While he was getting closer to them, that thing saw that young man, and it was a sea monster. When that thing that he thought was four men cutting up a seal saw him, it charged him. When it got closer to him, he didn't know. I mean, he had no place to go. So he just jumped on the ground, and the thing fell on him. And he went out through under the arm of the monster. Those monsters can't be killed by spearing them because their whole body is covered with a thick shell of bone. You can only kill them by spearing them through their anus. Spears can't enter the bone, the thick bone shell that they have for a hide. All day long he was fighting with the monster, or he was battling with it. He was trying to turn it towards the sea. He could see the water from the sea. When he became tired, he thought, "Why am I feeling weak after not listening to my grandfather?" This gave him more courage. He could see the water from where he was, and he kept dragging that monster towards the water. He saw that there was a big ice floe close to the shore, and it was coming towards the shore. When he got to the water, He pushed the monster towards it. Then, when the ice floe got close to the shore, he jumped on it. The monster, the sea monster, jumped after him, but he missed. Then he ran on the ice floe and when the ice floe got close to the shore, he jumped off towards the land. The sea monster was following him, swimming after him, but the ice floe, he got caught between the ice floes. The grandson speared him through the mouth and killed him. He took just a tiny bit of the meat, and by that time it was night, and the moon had come out. Then he started on his way home. While he was walking, he saw a person coming towards him. Because he had no place to go, he was going towards the person. He went to him. He reached him. Upon reaching him, he found out that the guy had a big metal staff, a walking stick. The grandson is also called a young man without a father. This must be the man from King Island, the murderer. And the man from King Island thought, this must be the man that they call the young man without a father. The man from King Island said to him, "Why don't you come to my village? It's closer to us than your village is." The man without a father said, "It's too far away. I think I'll go back to my own village. It's closer than your village is." But the man from King Island persisted. Finally, he gave in to him and started walking with him. The grandson kept a safe distance away from that man from King Island. He could see the shadow on the ground, and he really watched him. He watched him very closely for his every movement. And one time he saw the man from King Island raise his staff, and when it looked like he was going to throw it, the young man jumped on the snow. And the spear landed just above his head. The grandson ran to it and grabbed it. When the man from King Island reached him, he said, "Well, what happened?" The man from King Island said, "Well, I tripped and my staff slipped from my hand." So they continued like that. The man gave back the spear to that other guy. He looked at the shadow again and he saw him aiming his staff at him. When it looked like he was going to throw it at him, he jumped on the snow and the spear landed just above his head. The grandson ran to it and grabbed it. When the man from King Island reached him, he said, "Well, what happened?" Yes, well, I almost fell again, and the thing slipped from my hand. So the grandson gave it back to him, and they were walking again. The third time, he saw that man's shadow lift up the staff. He jumped aside and grabbed the spear. Then he walked to the man from King Island. And he said, "Now, what's the matter?" And the man said, "Well, I keep tripping." The grandson said to him, "You did not trip. You've been doing this on purpose." He took the staff and hit him, cut him up, cut him all to pieces. And took the staff, the man's staff, and went towards his home. He was walking as fast as he could. He was walking in very bright moonlight. While he was walking, he saw that monster that he had killed sticking out its head from on the snow. He ran to it and cut it up and threw it in all directions and left. After a while, he saw that monster sticking its head out of the snow. Its head was sticking up from the snow. He ran to it and cut it up again. He cut it up into small pieces and threw them in all directions. Then he went on his way again. He didn't go for very long. Again he saw the sea monster, almost with his whole body coming out of the snow. He thought, "What am I going to do? If he emerges from the snow, he's going to kill me." Upon reaching it, he took it apart. Skinned it and cut it up and examined all of the parts of the body. He found something on the upper part of the body. And it looked like a piece of string. He followed it and cut it up like that, following that piece of string. I took it out. When he took it out, it was string. One side of the string had birds and fowl and land animals on it. And the other one had designs of animals that came from the sea and the water. He took those two and started on his journey. He walked along and he didn't see the sea monster again. He arrived in his home at night. And he placed the string with the designs on it and his staff and dug it in the snow, covered it up with snow, and went into the qazviq. He entered, everybody was sleeping. The next day, when it was dawn, in those days people were in the habit of waking up before dawn. When he awoke, he saw his grandfather sitting on a pillow, and the rest of the people in the qaziq had already woken up. When the grandson awoke, the grandfather stood up, and he had those two strings and the metal staff and a piece of the meat from the sea monster. He was walking around in the middle of the qaziq floor. And then he said, "Oh my, you young man without a father, you never listen. This man without a father has killed your enemy. You can go hunting without being scared of anything." He put the strings from the sea monster. He hung them up on the wall of the qaziq. From then on, the people started hunting toward the sea without fear of anything. The people from King Island started visiting the people of this young man's village. They told the people there that they didn't like that man who was a murderer, but they had to live with him because they were scared of him. From then on, the people started visiting each other. The people of his village used to go to King Island and visit, and the people from King Island visited with them too. After that time, the man without a father became the strongest, the most respected man in the village, because he had killed the murderer and he had also killed the sea monster. After that, they lived with great respect for that young man without a father. They lived happily with each other after that. This is all that the man told me.